If it is something that has upset you, being able to be specific, what is the observable thing they have done? In the seen, only the seen. In the heard, only the heard. Or as Banti puts it, distinguish fact from value judgment. And he says, we confuse them, especially when it comes to talking about other people. We might say, for instance, oh, that person is not a very good person. But that is not a statement of fact. If you want to put it in factual terms, you'd have to say what that person had actually done, and then give your value judgment upon what he or she had done. My own conditioning seems very deep regarding thinking in terms of right and wrong, good and bad. As Buddhists, we can often just replace good and bad with skillful and unskillful. Are they really synonymous? If they are different, how are they different? I really want to move away from right and wrong thinking, a rigid fixing of things that I think cuts me off from myself and others. I don't imagine Tara distinguishes he is good or he is bad. She feels, she resonates with other beings. She seeks to understand, she understands. The Buddha too doesn't condemn. His compassion is described in the suttas by the word anukampa. Its literal meaning is to shake or tremble with. It is the word used when he encouraged his disciples to go forth and teach out of compassion for the world. Go forth into the world and resonate with beings. So observation, the first of the four components of MVC. In the seen, only the seen. So training ourselves in clear observation. In the wheel of life, this corresponds to sparsha, the couple embracing. Following on from sparsha is vedana, feeling, which is the second component in MVC, the arrow in the eye. It is also the crucial point on the wheel of life. This is the point of freedom. We either move into craving or dukkha. If we react to this feeling with craving or aversion, we continue on the wheel. If, however, we can sit in that space of dukkha, we're able to find the path to freedom. Feeling is one of the five omnipresent mental events. It's one of the five skandhas, one of the four foundations of mindfulness. Feelings are a little bit more important than ferrets. Feelings in MVC can be compared to the light on the dashboard of a car. So the feelings that are light on the dashboard, they're telling you that you're running out of petrol. You don't get caught up in the feeling, but you used it to see what value or need of yours is requiring attention. You could always stick a piece of black tape over the dashboard, you know, so you don't see the light flashing. So when you're listening to someone, not focusing on the feeling, but using it to guess what the deeper need or value is beneath it. Banti is very good at distinctions, clarifying, for example, the difference between a problem and a difficulty, which Ratnaguna outlined the other night in his talk. MVC has some very valuable distinctions. The difference between a thought and a feeling. The difference between an evaluation and a feeling. And perhaps the most crucial one, I think, is the difference between cause and stimulus. And again, we're back at the point of freedom on the wheel of life. If I think your actions cause me to feel, then I am not free. I'm trapped on the wheel. It is not that your words and actions don't affect me, but they are a stimulus, not a cause. They could be the stimulus for my growth, as Shantideva is very keen to point out. He points out how much we get from those people who cause us difficulty. Instead of appreciating them, we disdain them. He says, those who injure me are really impelled by my actions. For this they will go to the realms of hell. Surely it is they who are harmed by me. so turning our deluded thinking upside up. He suggests that they should be worshipped like Buddhas. I did this practice at Kukilokka when I was there last year. And each morning when I was setting up the refuge tree, I'd have a refuge tree with what I would think is a bunch of scoundrels. And it had a really positive effect. You know, when I came back and came into contact with those people, I think, oh, there he is, great. It does make a difference. The same is true in the Vimalakirti Nidesha, where, you know, those who cause us difficulties, the whole host of Maras, it's said, are in reality great bodhisattvas. So these teachings, I believe, are aimed at getting us out of the delusion of separate selfhood and blame, which is the cause of suffering. This point is drawn out again and again in the Dharma and in Bhante's teaching. This is from Mind Reactive, Mind Creative. The creative mind does not react. It is not dependent on or determined by the stimuli with which it comes into contact. On the contrary, it is active on its own account, functioning spontaneously out of the depths of its own intrinsic nature. The creative mind can therefore be said to respond rather than to react. Indeed, it is capable of transcending conditions altogether. The creative mind loves where there is no reason to love, is happy where there is no reason for happiness, creates where there is no possibility for creativity. Others do not cause my feelings. So, and if you're bored, I'm not the cause of your feelings. I could be the stimulus for a bit of impatience or whatever. Because of our delusion, we continue to think of ourselves as separate when we are not. When we allow the mind to fall into thinking self and other, we reinforce the delusion. Mind precedes all mental states. Mind is their chief. Distinguishing stimulus from cause enables us to take responsibility for our feelings, and thereby respond in a way that is more in accord with our values. Feelings are pointing towards the needs and values that are important to us. If we remain stuck in self and other, right and wrong, good and bad, we remain stuck on the wheel, stuck in samsara. What a feeling is, and also the importance of taking responsibility for one's feeling, are clearly articulated in MBC. Remember, the feelings are the light on the dashboard, drawing our attention towards our needs and values. If it's helpful to think in terms of percentage, they're about 5 or 10% of what's going on. The needs and values underneath the feelings are that's the crucial factor.